The KDAL News Hour continues. One of the stories that we have been following for you here at AM 610 KDAL has been the ongoing flood fight across northern Kuching and northern St. Louis counties. One of the agencies that's on the scene, they're working to spell relief workers and give some muscle to the relief effort there, is the American Red Cross. And joining us now is the Executive Director of the Northland and North Star Chapters, Dan Williams. Dan, thanks for joining us here on AM 610 KDAL.
Thanks for having me.
It sounds like, if my stats are correct here, and maybe if you have an update, if you'd like to pass along, but from Friday through Monday, the Red Cross has provided over 400 meals and over 1,500 bottles of water and Gatorade to the sandbaggers up in the International Falls area.
Yeah, that's right. We were requested at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Thursday to come up there and help out with feeding of the sandbaggers, bringing water, Gatorade, that sort of thing. And so we were actually there serving breakfast at 8 o'clock on Friday morning. And so from Friday morning through now, we've had anywhere between 9 and 12 people on site 24 hours a day. Working since Saturday in great partnership with Salvation Army. A lot of our efforts there have been, they've been cooking food at their mobile cooking kitchens, and then we've been delivering it to the remote sites where people are out actually sandbagging. So some of those sites are pretty remote, and some of them are right near town. So it was a little bit of a slower day yesterday, but we're expecting it to pick up here. You know, we know that 100 National Guard troops have now been deployed up there to help with sandbagging efforts, and so we'll be helping support them as well.
When I believe it was Brian McBride, the Kuching County Chair, speaking with Governor Mark Dayton and about the flood forecast. And a lot of times with flooding, it seems as though the waters, they go down fairly quickly. Maybe they come up fast, but then they crest and then they start to come down. But in this case, across the waters of northern Kuching and St. Louis counties, these high water levels could stick around for some time.
Yeah, it's really an interesting situation, and you've got people. You know, I was at a home on Monday where, you know, at that point they were sandbagged up probably at least waist deep all the way around this entire home, and so the difference of, you know, when you hear about water levels in the Rainy River going up or down, you know, they might be down 5 inches from their peak, but there's a potential that they could go up. It makes a huge difference as the viability of that sandbagging holding on, and so it really makes a difference between success and failure for the efforts, the huge efforts that a lot of those families are putting in to save their homes.
Again, if you're just joining us, we're talking with Dan Williams, Executive Director of the Northland and North Star Chapters of the American Red Cross, which is on the scene now in the International Falls area, working to help sandbagging efforts there, providing meals, working to try to help with the efforts there and sandbag around homes and such and help those families affected. You have two mobile vehicles now up there, am I correct?
Yeah, we've got two of our big emergency response vehicles. So the big vehicles that you picture at a Red Cross disaster, so one from down in the Twin Cities area and one from our Northland chapter here in Duluth. So right now we've got those two going around, and then we've got other crews of disaster assessment staff and volunteers of the Red Cross who are going around identifying where there are people in need, where there are people with homes damaged. So we're working really closely with the emergency manager from up in Kuching County and a lot of those other officials and the sheriff up there to help get information to them so that, you know, they can identify what the needs are. So we're continuing doing things like feeding folks, bringing up snacks, bringing in water. We're doing some on-scene first aid and nursing for folks. There's lots of folks with blisters, as you'd imagine, and that sort of thing. And so we have one of our Red Cross nurses up there. And I just want to say we've had just unbelievable support from that area and from the area down here, from businesses that have helped out with, you know, giving us, you know, bottled water and Gatorade and snacks and that sort of thing. We had Rainy River Community College is giving a place for our volunteers to stay while they're up there responding, so we don't have to use donated money to pay for hotel rooms up there for those folks. So, you know, the support from both individual people and from businesses has just been really, really quite amazing.
I want to thank you for the pictures you sent along to me when you gave me a heads up and update as to where things stand. If you are fighting these floodwaters now for the next couple of weeks, at least maybe up to a month, I imagine you're going to start to need more manpower to be able to keep those dikes up or to be able to continue cleanup efforts.
Well, there's been, our role is really interesting in that we're really supporting those folks that are sandbagging. And while our volunteers, I know one of our volunteers from Superior here had about a three-hour break day before yesterday. And so on her break from her Red Cross duty, she went out and of course, what did she do? She helped us sandbag for 3 hours, So I think there's a lot of groups from around the state that are stepping up. I know we ran across a group of Minnesota Power employees yesterday that were sort of given the day off work to go up there and help with sandbagging efforts. So our job is really support all those folks, both the family and friends of people whose homes are actually being affected, but also these volunteer groups that are coming in that might have great intentions and lots of muscle, but they need that support of something to eat and something to drink. And, when they cut themselves, they probably don't have a first aid kit with them if they're just coming up to sandbag. So we're helping out with some of that stuff.
Dan, let me ask you, is there anything here in the Twin Ports, folks listening here on AM 610 KDAL, any way they can help with these efforts to help out the American Red Cross?
We always say, as always, the reason that we were able to step up and, put in place operations so quickly is because we've got, trained staff and equipment and supplies and that sort of thing. And so the big help we need is to help make sure we replenish those things. So people can go to redcross.org. And if you donate online, that you can designate that money stay locally. And we certainly can always use that support.
Dan Williams, Executive Director of the Northland and North Star Chapters of the American Red Cross, thank you for joining us here on KDAL, but more importantly, thank you for assisting those efforts across the International Falls area. And we want to pass along thank you to all the volunteers with American Red Cross and all of those folks around the state, as you said, who have stood up and responded, those folks who have been allowed to leave work early and head up there and give a helping hand. I want to thank them all, and we wish you guys the best and hope that things dry out, the weather cooperates so that we can start to see these water levels recede.
Hey, have a great day. Thanks for having me on.